It's 88.5 KCSN. Sky Daniels and Brett Denon joined us today live at KCSN. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Brett.
I love it up here.
You're our veteran. Yeah, you've been here before. You know the ins and outs. You know the places to go, and as much as I try to tell you the places to avoid, you don't listen.
No. You don't listen. So you're talking about the cafeteria on campus?
Well, yeah, that would be one. You are a wild child, as the song references. Smoke and Mirrors is your brand new record, and my understanding is that you literally headed to the hills in the making of this one. You went up to the mountains just to get perspective?
Yeah. Well, it's not necessarily an original story. I think everybody has their mountain cabin record. But for me, it's special to me because I didn't really know what was happening in the process. I wasn't really writing songs in the way that I wanted to, and I had a record to write for, and didn't really have inspiration. I was just beat, and a few years prior, I had bought a home in the mountains close to where I grew up and spent most of my childhood, and had not really spent much time there. So I moved up there just to get out of LA and get off the road. And what ended up happening was I got back into doing all the things I used to do and sort of reconnected with like who I was before I was a.
So some, maybe in some cases, the fact that that was your environment when you first started to perform and write.
Yeah, like, before I was a professional, full-time musician. I was like an amateur musician. I was writing songs, but I wasn't touring. I wasn't playing shows. And most of those songs I was writing, I was like a camp counselor, writing at night when the kids were asleep, or we'd go on backpacking, take the kids on backpacking trips. And, you know, there's like, I'd be sitting under a tree or something like that, just thinking of how I'm going to write a song. And it's very much like kind of like dreaming. Daydreaming or looking at like music from the outside and wanting to be inside of it. And then you get like on the road and music becomes your life and your profession and your craft, and it's like you're writing on the road or in studios, and you know, you're just kind of caught up in that whole thing. And it was just nice to leave it all behind and reconnect with like just, I don't know, that feeling that I had when I first wrote my first batch of songs, like as just somebody who was like dreaming of one day being where I am.
1, 2, 3. I am aware the journey is in. I love the country and I wanna run free, and I don't wanna live up to anyone's plan. I wanna feel the good vibes, and I wanna feel the sunshine with you by my side. I am a wild child, mama. Pull me a little closer, and I am a wild child, yes I am. I wanna feel the good vibes, and I wanna feel the sunshine with you by my side. You can hold me tight.
there were expectations. Yeah. Sometimes not yours.
Yeah.
You know, and well, for I a think, while you were when you were going into songwriting, you had to clear your own sensibilities to say, all right, what am I trying to write here?
Well, yeah. See, the thing with expectations, like, yeah, sometimes there are expectations that were not mine, but those were usually, if I were to write a song because, like, somebody said, you need a song like this, it would be the worst song ever, and I wouldn't ever want anybody to hear it. But the thing is, was there was this expectation that I thought people had of me that I think I just came up with in my own brain. Like, people want me to be a certain way, or, you know, I have to, like, live up to this.
You feel yourself being kind of categorized.
Yeah,
or
just like, you know, I've got these people I need to impress, or I've got these fans that I want to, like, I want them to like my new, you know, but I don't know where to grow or what else to say. And deep down I know what I need to do, but, like, just thinking, I'm just thinking about it too
much. Is that going to work?
Yeah, and just getting too caught up. It's getting too heady, and so I just get so wrapped up in what I think people want me to be, when that's just a bunch of garbage. You know, people might want me to be something, but yeah, that's just a waste of time to worry about that. So yeah, like,
or
just
you end up making the same record over and over.
Oh well, that's just yeah, that's like a dead end.
Yeah,
because then that, yeah, people say to me all the time, like, why don't you make a record like your first album or something, like when you were, like, raw and gritty or whatever. And sure, I would love to. Give me Amnesia or something so I can do that again. Like, otherwise I'm just regurgitating something that, you know.
1, 2, 3, 4. My number, and I know your spell I'm under. I won't break, 'cause I got something on you. You know me and my weakness, and you know my little secret. Still, I think that I got something on you. Sweet persuasion, do you know my reputation? Sweet persuasion, I got a reputation. Come on, baby, what you got to lose? Sweet persuasion, do you know my reputation? Sweet persuasion, I got a reputation. Give me love.
I still don't know how I'm going to write my next song. And I'm
You've said this once to me before that when you sit down to write a song,
I can't.
You're like, what's this
going to be?
I can't.
If you like, you know, you got some guys together and we all wanted to sit down and write a song, I'll bet we could all write, you know, a song. Where I've worked, you know, like Kate Earle, she's great. I worked on her. I wrote songs with her for her record. And we like said, okay, from 9 to 9, we're going to sit down in the studio and write. And it works, and that's great. But for me, like, I don't know. I have to have something. It has to feel really, I have to feel like in my heart that I'm on the verge of something new, at least new to me. And I don't always get that. That's inspiration for me. So if I'm not inspired, I can go months without being inspired. I can go months with like just this idea for a song, but never know how to do anything with it. I don't have a system.
And then I assume one chord or one phrase, suddenly you're off and running.
Yeah, or like I'm driving, you know, down the street and all of a sudden it comes to me or whatever. And I think that's just like the subconscious sort of jumping out and yelling at you. But
it's that aha moment.
Yeah. But then once I sort of get that idea down, then the kind of the craftsmanship sort of comes in. I've written a whole song like on a 20-minute jog before. I don't know. It's just, I didn't want to stop and go home and play guitar because I didn't want to kill whatever was happening. Like, I'm in the zone here.
You got in
like,
a good jog, too.
You know? Yeah, so you never know.
Hey, you may have a side bar here now. How to get in shape, you know, writing songs. It's the Brett Denon movement, literally.
Yeah. Songwriting, jogging class.
We'll see your infomercials at 3 a.m.
No, we're all going to meet up at the park. And
it's a class.
We're going to run and write. I wonder why sometimes I don't seem to know. Where did I begin? When will I end? How far can I go? Who are you? Do you even have a clue? What do you see? Do you know your family? Do you know your enemy? Is there someone else you'd rather be? See, do you know your family? I'm just like most folks. Like, I have a couple of things that I really believe in that I like to volunteer for or help raise money for or speak about. But I'm not like on a mission, you know, to save something somewhere. I think it's healthy to have some passion outside of your hobbies and your work and whatever that's creating a greater good for the world. And
outside
of
yourself.
I don't think it doesn't even really matter. Yeah. And I don't think it matters what's more important, you know, whether, you know, you're saving kids and here fighting hunger or whatever. It's just, as long as it's something that you're a part of and that maybe you have a connection to. And these things I all have connections to.
Putting good into the world in whatever fashion you do it.
Yeah, and I think it means that much more when you have that connection to it. And like, luckily I've now built a following, so then now I can be like an advertisement for those things that I believe in and support.
I don't want to put any pressure on you.
Yeah.
But you are going to be doing a tour, and you are going to be playing November 16th at the Troubadour.
Well, it's nice to be, now I've had like almost like, I mean, I've been doing shows, but I've had almost 2 years off.
The songs we're hearing today are a great example of what Smoke and Mirrors are all about. So today, the record in stores, and then in about 3 weeks or so, you're going to be at the Troubadour.
Yep.
Well, it's all, as always, you know, you have a standing invitation. If ever you get that hankering, like you need an audience, you just come by KCSN, we'll put you on the air, and you know, you'll have an audience just like that. So you don't have to go up to the mountains to, you know, just come right here. Some people would consider this the wilds.
Yeah, there's like some wild oak trees out there, I see.
Well, it's always great to have you here, my friend. It's
Thank
Brett
you.
Denon on 88.5 KCSN.